Fimea.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio station. Online station. Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Monday. Well, we got a lot of things going on today, so let's jump into it. I see I have callers. I'll be with you in a minute, but I wanted to talk about a few things today, and I got some articles and some other things to talk about. Well, first off, and you're going to have to hang on there for a minute, callers, because I got some stuff that, like, big time. I'm only doing 45 minutes today. I thought, you know, let's ease into the week. Oh, first of all, I don't know what days I'm going to be here this week because I have, like, this jury duty kind of thing where you have to call in every evening. So today I'm off, so obviously I'm not sitting in some courthouse right now waiting to get out of doing jury duty, but maybe I'll do a short trial. Who knows, right? So, but I don't know about tomorrow, and I don't know about Wednesday. And it's kind of a hang you up, and I know why they do it, because they don't know how many cases and how many jurors they're going to need, so they kind of fill the pool based on daily needs and all that sort of thing. But it's kind of frustrating when you're kind of putting your whole week on kind of hold till you know. Okay, so I don't know. So I'm here. That's all I know. All I know is I'm here right now, but I don't know where I'm going to be the rest of the week. I know some countries have professional jurors, which I think is kind of a cool idea. They pay people to do it. We don't here. No. If you register to vote, you get to be on a jury duty at some point in your life. Last time for me was 2 years ago. So, no, that's not the important thing. So I have callers. I'll be with you in a minute. But I want to talk about summer solstice. I want to talk about the summer of love as relates to summer solstice. It has to do with the full moon. I want to talk about the 1970s. I know some of you weren't even alive then, or really little. But I was around, and I was having fun, way too much fun. But we'll talk about the 70s because I'm watching the CNN show series on the 70s. And I kind of skipped a couple of them and got to the music of the 70s. And I'm absolutely amazed by the artists from the 70s and the variety of music from the 70s. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. I wish I could play some of the music. If I was being the regular disc jockey thing, I could cue in some songs from the 70s and you could listen to the variety of type of music. Everything from Led Zeppelin to the Sex Pistols to Paul McCartney to John Lennon to Donna Summer to the Commodores, just the Jackson 5. Oh, just amazing artists from the 70s. One of my favorites was Marvin Gaye, and I could play some Marvin Gaye for you from the 70s. And then there was Chicago. A lot of those groups were around at the end of the 60s, but they really hit their peak, like Fleetwood Mac, really big art, big, and the Bee Gees, and Andy Gibb, just amazing decade of music, so rock, that is. Well, there was rhythm and blues, and disco was really big, and we could talk about all that, maybe we will later, I don't know. We'll talk about why the music was so phenomenal in that period. I'm a musicologist, I guess. I'm really into music, and I kind of like did this self-analysis of why music was fantastic in that time period. It had a lot to do with baby boomers. It had a lot to do with no downloads. You had to buy the records, right? They made a lot of money off these people, a lot of concerts. And also because in the United States and some other countries, it was a difficult period of life. Some of you weren't around or were really little during the 70s, but it was different. It was difficult. We had gas lines. We had Watergate. We had Vietnam. We had just all kinds of stuff going on in the 70s, which drove people to the clubs, drove people to dancing, and to being hippies, or the end of the hippie era, more of the rebellious era. Okay, let me take a couple calls, and we'll get into all that. I have some great quotes. I have a quote on 7 reasons to give more hugs. I thought, well, that's a cool article. And 10 inspiring funny quotes from comedians leading ladies. I thought, today's about inspiring you to be who you really need to be, to take yourself to the next level, to never settle in life. Never settle, never settle. So let me take a couple of calls, see if I can inspire you a little bit, if you need inspiring. Hopefully you do. We all need inspiring from time to time, don't we? Hello.
Well, hello there. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How do you do?
Who am I speaking to?
This is April.
April. So you're too young to be around in the 70s, I can tell.
I was born in 80.
You missed out. I mean, no,
I
seriously.
Totally missed out.
Yeah. No, you didn't, but that's all right. So, wow. So you were like in the 90s when you kind of hit it big, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because I explored a lot of my mom and dad's hippie culture in the 90s.
Well, but the 70s were not about hippies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll take your questions in a minute, but the 70s were the hippies were kind of losing out, and then all of a sudden you had disco. And you had dance.
Right.
And you had drugs. I mean, like, cocaine was, like, really big in the 70s.
Coke was huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
80s.
And so you had a whole generation of – and I'll get into later about why I think it was so big and why the music was so much that way, because it was pure escapism. Pure escapism.
Sure.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I'm doing great, man. I've had a very intense month. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
For sure. However,
I love that expression.
Sure.
For sure, dude.
For sure, man.
You're a dudette.
Totally.
You're a dudette.
Totally.
You're a dudette. Yeah.
So I'm asking about a gentleman that's in my life, and kind of what you see around that.
Oh, does he have an initial or something?
K.
K. Okay.
Kareem.
Sounds like a Kevin kind of guy or Kenneth.
Kareem.
Okay, so,
Kareem.
So what's the question though? I mean, you had a gentleman that you're interested in. He's in your life. And so what's the specific question about him? Does he feel the same way that you do?
Perhaps. Yes.
Let's not get too much into predictions, because it's really about, you know, I'm a law of attraction person. It's really about you making it happen. But let's work on potentiality here, because potentiality is, does it have good potentiality? And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then the big word for you and him, but men are usually need this more than women, because women will compromise more than men will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the word here is compromise, letting go of some of the ego.
Okay.
That's on his part, not more so. Yeah, but you have a healthy ego, but it's healthy in the sense of self-empowerment. I can feel that about you. Does that make sense?
Very much so, yes.
So you need to be willing to bend a little bit, not a lot. Because you have a very good value system for the most part. That's what I'm picking up on your energy. That's what I do, is read your energy, or spirit does. Spirit says they pop you open and look inside and go, oh, what's going on inside there? Yes. So, yes, you have good potentiality for a good relationship. How do we put this? Spirit sometimes really funny, because they use words I never could use on the air. But and I know what they mean by it. It's like, don't put up with this crap, I guess is a nice way of putting it. Don't put up with it.
Oh. Okay.
You have to be strong for you, because it feels like he's going to try to manipulate somewhat. Okay?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So don't put up with that stuff.
No.
Draw your line.
No, I'm over that. I'm done with that.
Yeah, it feels like he's going to be like, yeah, I just get this really energy about, I don't think it's you, I think it's him, about manipulating a little bit. Be careful with that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good potentiality. Yeah. You do have a little romantic thing going on here, don't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, I have to get this strong sense of sexuality coming on.
It's everything. It's a soul connection, too. I look in his eyes and feel like I've known him in lifetimes before. Hello? Oh, you're breaking up.
We got a problem with heat here. It's like 106 or something stupid. We're not supposed to be this hot. Yeah, climate change. Okay, yeah. Take care and enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank you.
But draw,
okay.
your,
Thank
draw
you.
Your boundaries, okay?
Definitely. That's good advice. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Okay, you too.
Wow. That's, yeah, it might be cutting out a little bit. My internet was down for a while this morning. I'm sure it's the heat. It's hot. It's like Palm. I just saw a little blurb coming across my screen that Palm Springs set a record for this day of 121 degrees. That is freaking hot. You know that? It's supposed to be like 108 here in Pasadena. It's like, wait a minute. This is Pasadena. It doesn't get to 108. But and people who deny climate change, I kind of wonder. Because last year we had maybe 101, 102, but that was in August, not in June. Really, not in June. It's supposed to be June gloom. It's supposed to be overcast. Okay, so let me take your call. I think.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi, happy Tuesday.
Happy. No, it's Monday, isn't it?
I don't know.
Where are
happy
you?
Monday.
Oh, my. I thought maybe you're calling from Australia because it would be Tuesday in Australia. You know that. Yeah, it would be like 7, 5 a.m. in Sydney right now. I have a friend there.
Oh,
you know,
no.
That's why I know.
No, I'm in New Jersey. No, I'm in New Jersey. Yes, hi. I would like to ask a question. I would like to purchase
today,
a business. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. You want
to
purchase?
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah, I want to purchase a building. I wanted to ask about the person named Lester. Has he sold the business, or do you see what he wants to do with it?
Okay. I'm just going to get what I get, and you can figure this out from what I hear from Spirit. I hear dismantle, like he wants to dismantle it. I don't know if give it up, but dismantle it. Does that make sense at all? I don't know what it is. It's not like dismantling a business, a building, but dismantling a business means either letting parts of it go or letting it go. So it would be a ripe time for you to jump into this, okay? That's what I hear.
Oh, great. Great.
Because just breaking it apart, maybe keeping part of it or selling part of it or just kind of disenchanted
but
with it.
But you know what? That was a problem that we had before. He wanted me to purchase the whole thing, and when I did my due diligence, I realized that he's charging, like, much more money. I'm thinking, is it because there's a liquor license? I don't want to purchase the liquor license. He wants me to purchase the building and the company name, but I don't need the liquor license.
So you can dismantle it, okay? Dismantle it is the word I hear.
Thank God.
Okay?
Okay. Yes.
That makes sense now what you're talking about. That's why Spirit said dismantle. It means it needs to be
dismantled.
Thank
God.
Into components.
He wouldn't do it before. Okay. Did they say when he's going to dismantle it, right now or in a month or two?
July feels like a month of things happening in that direction. Okay?
Good. Yes. Yeah, so I want to know, would my boyfriend Robert help me purchase the property?
You got all these really interesting questions today. I hear it more if he'll turn you on to somebody versus doing that. Okay.
Okay.
A couple degrees of separation here. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll let you go. Bye now.
Bye.
You know, I really tapped into dead people today. I love to tap into dead people. So let me say for the rest of the callers today, if I can get some of your ancestors to answer anything. I don't think I had ancestors there. I think it was a spirit guide or something coming out of the Akashic record somewhere. I don't know. Who knows where this stuff comes from sometimes. Okay. Who's next? Is there somebody? Ooh, wait a minute. You've been holding a long time. Long time. No, you went away. No, you didn't. It's like, wait a minute. Everybody's a little cue things. Sometimes it would be an advantage to have. Okay, so I'm going to keep these short, a little quick answers, because I want to get into the articles today. Believe it or not, I love talking to you guys, but I got some stuff I want to cover. Okay, so let me quick. Okay, hello. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi. Okay, quickly. I gotta move on quickly today because I got callers and I wanted some articles to cover, okay?
Yep, sure. So this is Wetson, first caller. about my relationship. I am being patient and I'm persevering, and I'm trying to be trying to keep myself motivated. But do you see it happening? Because I'm not getting any signs from her. The name of the person is Margarita.
Okay. We've talked about her before. And do I see it never happening? No, I see something, but I don't get. I wish I could say, yeah, I see a definite date for something happen. I'll give you a month. I hear could be a good, really good sign for you, and good, and it's about you sending good vibrations out or good energy out before that. But August comes in as a really good month for you in that relationship. Okay, August of this year. Okay.
Right.
Sending out the positive vibes. Keep sending out the positive vibes. Keep working on you. Keep working on you. It feels like she wants something that you're not offering her right now. But you can. So work on you if you're willing to do that. Okay. Okay. And we're cutting out a little bit. It's the connection. Okay. Take care.
Kenny.
Bye. Yeah, I was cutting out. He's on Skype, and then for some reason Skype and Blog Talk have had this war going on between Skype and Blog Talk. Okay, so let's see. We got callers. We got, yeah, a couple more callers. Now, I will mention to everybody, I try to keep these really short and to the point, okay? Okay, and so I do kind of make a living doing this. So if you want an extended reading, or if you want to connect with your past lives, or if you want to talk to ancestors and get messages from, you know, dead people, what I call dead people, like function as a medium, if you more want a more extensive reading, then contact me and we can set up a time. We can do it through Skype. We can do it over the phone. We can do it somehow, some way. So we can do that. So I'm willing to do that. So I try to keep these short because I do kind of make some money at this, not through the show, of course. But so I like to, you know, give people extended readings on any of this, but it's like going to a party and talking to a doctor, and the doctor goes, well, you know, let me give you one quick thing, but if you want to see me, here's my card, make an appointment. And not that extreme, but same thing in some degree. So especially talking to dead people, I love to talk to dead people, and I love to give you lots of messages from your ancestors, or delve into your past lives and see what's going on. Because I do a therapeutic work with past lives. Okay, so let me take a call. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? My name's Ray. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes, Ray, what's going on?
This is my first time calling, so I'll try to make it quick. I was wondering if you can give me some guidance. I just graduated from college, and I'm hoping to move, but I have no clue what I want to do or where I want to go or how I should go about it. I mean, I know where I want to go, but it's like I have no guidance at all.
Well, I'm not going to give you where to go, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will tell you this, that you need to do what spirit would say to you and what your soul would say to you is that you really need to do a self-examination of what's most passionate about in your life right now. You need to decide what you passionately want to do, because that's going to come from you. Nobody from the outside can ever tell you what you need to do, because mm-hmm. people have been telling you to do what to do your whole life, and you kind of go, no, that's not me. So it's really self-examination, okay? I would suggest this is a therapeutic tool. It's not a psychic tool. It's a therapeutic tool. Get a bit long piece of paper with lines on it, and then what I want to do next is – and then write a word. So don't make it a whole sentence. Just put a word or two down. What I want to do next is, okay? But then you go down the whole page doing that. So you do that 30 times, each line writing, what I want to do next is. Just be really quiet and peaceful, and don't try to force it. It's like whatever comes up. And by the time you get to the end of the page, you're going to start repeating things, which means you're tapping into your subconscious, you're tapping into your soul, and you're going to get a pretty good pattern of what you want to do with your life. And remember this, the most important thing for you to remember and everybody to remember, purpose changes through life. What's your purpose at 25 is not your purpose at 50. Okay? So it's not a lifelong, I'm going to do this. Now, some people it is. But most people, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do this for a while, and then I'll see what's happening in the next few years. Okay, so right now,
moving.
Yeah, by the end of the year, yes. By the end of the year, yes. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
It feels,
I appreciate your guidance.
Actually, it feels like more like fall, before the summer's over. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye. Lost in space. Don't we always get lost in space? I don't know. Okay, whatever. Yeah, that's my device. Yeah, because we have it within us. We always have it within us what to do. We just need to get quiet. That's why meditation is so important. Meditating on that and letting your higher self, letting that intuitive side of yourself, that inner voice come up and go, hey, do this now, quickly, you know, like, yeah. So that's what we need. It's just stopping for a moment and allowing that energy to flow forth from us. So I got one more call. Again, I mentioned if you want a more extensive reading, contact me. We can set up some time. I'm actually very reasonable. If you go to my, it's not actually listed. Well, contact me and set up a time. I don't have a pay schedule per se, but I do have I do have this little quick one. I can do 10 minutes for $5, but you have to contact me. Like, okay, that's pretty good. That's reasonable, I think. And then generally I'm a little more expensive than that. Okay, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? And who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Melina.
Melina, what's going on with Melina on this beautiful Monday?
I know, it's beautiful, right? Well, I always had a question about, I'm in college right now, and I wanted to know the path that I'm going to, is it the right one? Because I'm always questioning myself.
Well, how does it feel?
I mean, the topics are very interesting.
You've got to get out of your head for a moment. Don't go into your head. Don't go into your logic and analytical self. Get out of your analytical self, okay?
Okay.
It's about what feels right for you. Now, this will change. It always changes. Life changes. It's like you get this inner wisdom that says, no, I got to do this now. Time to go on the road, you know, whatever it is, right? So right now,
yeah.
So you're making some choices.
Yes, I'm majoring.
Let me answer this way real quick, because this is what I hear for you. There is never a wrong choice, because even if you think it's wrong at the time, it teaches you something that you need for the future. Because when you look back at it in 10, 15 years from now, you go, yeah, I needed to know that. That was something I needed to do at the time, because it gets me to where I'm at right now. So yes, you're on the right path for right now, but you need to do a little more soul searching for the near future, because within the next year, you're going to make some really big decisions about your life, right?
Yes.
So it's really about, okay, what feels good? What feels good to you in the near future? What do you want to do? What do you want to do when you get out of school? I don't think you know yet.
I
think you're just what's your major?
Well, I'm majoring in two, psychology and math, and they're very different.
No, they're not.
I think that's what's throwing me off.
No, they're not. Well, math is very analytical. Math problem. It's problem solving, isn't it? Math is problem solving, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Psychology is problem solving at a different level. So psychology is problem solving with people.
Yeah.
Even though it's different, it's the same. You're solving problems. So you're a problem solver, right?
Yes, let's
break it down to that's the simplest thing. I mean, it's your purpose to solve problems, whether it's people problems or other kinds of problems, but you're here to solve problems. And maybe at some point in the future, kind of rambling on this and trying to get spirit's attention on this, it's what you're going to be doing is solving problems for people's future. Okay. Because mathematics leads to science, and science solves problems, right?
That is true.
So you're one of these great people that's coming up in the future that's going to solve all our problems. Good for you.
I hope so.
You will. No, it feels like you're really driven to solve problems, right?
Yes.
So go ahead. What?
No, I hope that means I'll get really good grades on my courses.
Of course you will. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
I know. I always question. I'm always hard on myself. I think that's why.
Well, it's because you're overly analytical about yourself.
That's true.
Right? Because you're a problem solver. Yep. You're a mathematician. You're always trying to, maybe that's not the right answer. Let me look for another answer. Right?
Yes.
And so you're a problem solver. So just leave it at that and just ask yourself, okay, what can I do next to solve problems? What area of the world do I want to get into solve problems using my ability to work with people and also my analytical skills?
I bet you can do a lot with that.
You're into music too, aren't you?
I'm into what? Sorry.
Music.
Oh, I love music. I mean, I'm more, I like the arts,
Yeah,
I like dancing.
Because it's not analytical, but it's rhythmic. See, art, how do I put this? Because this is what I get, and then I do a lot of reading. That math is kind of like an art in a way. Okay, it's very creative, right?
Yes.
You're creating a painting with formulas.
That is true. Yeah.
So you're very creative at that end of it too. That's good.
I think that's why I'm confused, because there's so many areas I'm interested in that.
Don't worry about
it.
Stop. It'll come to you. It'll flow. You'll get it. Okay? Don't put pressure on yourself to get it now. Allow it to flow naturally, and you'll get it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Just enjoy what you're doing now. Stay present.
Okay.
Got it? Okay? You get
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
You're a problem solver, and just think, okay, I'm a problem solver. Show me some problems to solve.
That's probably it.
Okay, go have some fun.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so what are we going to do now? Well, I got some stuff to do. We got about 18 minutes. Again, if I can give you more in an extended reading, contact me. And, you know, I got a special rate for those who listen to the radio show because I love helping people. And also, it's nice to have a little jingle in the pockets too, doesn't it? Yeah, we all think that way. Yes. Okay, so it's a rare coincidence. This is from the Washington Post. I don't know why I got this in free. It wasn't supposed to, but that's all right. Okay, a rare coincidence. Full strawberry moon meets the summer solstice. Okay, what's a strawberry moon? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. If you don't know what a strawberry moon is, you'll know in a minute, right? It's once in a generation pairing, the start of an astrological summer and the emergence of a full strawberry moon. The coming together hasn't happened since 1967, recalled by some as the summer of love. So my editorial on that is, okay, this is a great time to have another summer of love. Yes, doesn't that sound good? Go back to the old hippie days, right? Well, everybody just throw off society and go live in the woods somewhere. I know. But it won't occur again to June 21st, 2062. That's a long way off. Some of us won't be kicking around on this planet by then, so enjoy it now. This is a great time. Okay, go out and dance. Okay, I have an article about going out to dance tonight. Just go out and dance in the full moon because you won't get to do this again. A lot of us. Some of us have been callers that are young. You'll get to do this again, but you'd be older and you go, I don't want to do this then. So this is going to be, you can watch it online, but I think I posted it on Facebook if you want to see it on Facebook, if you want to see the article and where you can post and watch it live. So the strawberry moon's name originates from the collection of strawberries by Native American Algonquin tribes, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, which was started by Benjamin Franklin, if you didn't know that. So the moon officially reached 100% fullness at 7:02 a.m. Eastern Monday, Eastern time. So it's already full. Okay. 11 hours before the winter evening solstice, which is 6:34 p.m., which is like an hour away. How cool is that? Yes, so it's going to happen really soon. Monday evening, about 2 hours after the solstice, the moon rises almost fully illuminated in the 8 o'clock p.m., right? Eastern time, 8:41. So here in Southern California, it'll be a little bit before that. So while the sun is high in the sky at the same time, the moon hangs low. even at its loftiest at 1 a.m., it's downright wimpy low. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, this forces its life through thicker air, which tends to be humid this time of year. Not here in Southern California, unless you're looking through it to the clouds of smoke from the fires, right? And so that makes it look like an amber colored. So that's where you get the strawberry moon, because the moon is now at a lower to the horizon. It's being filtered. The light of the moon is being filtered from the earth stuff or the dust and whatever is in the air and the thicker air. And so it gives this kind of pinkish kind of strawberry moon look. So the golden orange hue given off by this low suspended moon is the reason that one of its alternative names is honeymoon. I like that. Honeymoon, H-O-N-E-Y, moon. It's also called the rose moon and the mead moon or strawberry moon, according to the Native Americans. So you're not going to get to see this again for a while. So this is a good night to go out and dance under the moonlight. Now, it's a little hot here. I would wait after the sun goes down. I'm going to go out after about sundown with my dog. And we'll put some music on. I'll put the 70s music back on my headset and listen to a little bit of Donna Summer or, you know, the Bee Gees or all kinds of fun things from the 70s. Little Eagles, there was a Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. Wow, amazing groups from the 70s. And I was talking about the 70s earlier and why I think the music was fantastic in the 70s, why there was so much of variety from Paul McCartney to the Sex Pistols in the 70s. I think the Sex Pistols came in the late 70s. It's because the baby boomers, like myself, were coming of age. We were getting money. We were buying records. We were going to concerts. There's a whole bunch of us out there buying stuff and going out there doing things. And so music, plus you had really turbulent period in the United States, and I don't know about Great Britain or the UK, how it was back then, but you had a really turbulent time. You had all kinds of things going on. We had Watergate. We had inflation, big time inflation. We had gas crisis, you know, where you had to sit in line for hours to buy gas, right? Odd and even days. It happened twice, 1973, 1979, if I remember correctly. It was kind of a strange period to buy gas. Plus, we had turbulence of other forms. We had, you know, lots of things going on in the world. We had a lot of violence and, you know, there was serial killers running amok everywhere. So the 70s were very turbulent. I guess we think of our times being turbulent with terrorists and all that stuff. But, you know, every decade has its really strange occurrences. We had President Ford being shot at twice. Really kind of wild and crazy times, huh? Wild and crazy times. So I'm into that. So 70s were a fascinating period. So if you get to go back and look at some of the music from the 70s, you'll be amazed at the variety and breadth of music from that time period. Okay, so let's get... I'm going to run out of articles soon. I'm going to run out of time. Okay, I'm going to read... Okay, let me read Pam Grout's article, because it's a really cool article about dancing on the full moon. Tonight is the full moon, which can only lead one thing. It's time to put on my dancing shoes. Last year at Omega, which is upstate New York, and she doesn't go into all of what Omega is. It's a really great place that I've heard to be and visit. My group made a pact that we could dance together at each full moon, no matter where we happen to be on the planet. It's a dance and celebration of oneness and possibility, and knowing the coming month will bring full strides of all kinds. You are invited together to join with us wherever you might be, because here's the thing, the world right now is crying out for a whole team of radio towers who are beaming in the cosmic energy of infinite possibility. It needs to be a whole contingent of human frequencies who believe in the invisible power of light and love. In fact, I would like to suggest that there's nothing more important. Boo! Something happened and my article went crazy. Okay, back up here. I must have touched something stupid. Okay, so where are we at? Okay, a bit of more important than ever to do yourself, your family and your friends and your planet than to tune into the frequency of gratitude and joy at every moment, whether you know it or not. You're contributing to the collective consciousness. Your thoughts and your energy field, your frequency is putting on an electromagnetic charge that either adds to the old story or story of lack of limitation, yuck, or beams in the new story. I think we can agree we should use a new story. The old story, the story of separation, tells us our thoughts and beliefs and our energy fields don't really matter, nor is the vast universe of others. It tells us that force and control is taking action the way to bring about change. Okay, better is a better way. And I feel certain it has to do with dancing, beaming love, living in truth, knowing that the headlines of the political race have nothing whatsoever to do with me, and that when I don't fall for their crazy making plot lines, I have much more effective force on the planet. I hope you join me and hundreds of others who have committed to dance on the full moon. As always, we dance for love, for possibility, for light. So, that's your job tonight, full moon. Go out and dance a little bit. Put some music on. Put your headsets on. Get outside. You know, listen to some disco music and go out, dance in the full moon, or, you know, whatever kind of turns you on musically. But it's a night to do it. It's the beginning of the summer solstice. It's another beginning of a summer of love. And let's just sell that idea, summer of love. And that's not like fun. Another summer of love. Let's go back to those roots of peace, love, and, you know, really. Okay. So we're in a dire period of mankind's history in the sense of everything's kind of like topsy-turvy and upside down. Wouldn't it be cool to have another summer of love? What is it? What's that song, Aquarius? The summer of love, right? Let's go there. Let's do it. Let's have some fun this summer. Okay? So tonight starts the night. Let's see if I can get anybody to dance tonight, if I can get anybody to go out and enjoy this summer of love. And I want to hear, let's do it. Let's reignite another summer of love. Let's spread love and joy throughout the planet, sending out, as Pam talked about, that magnetic energy of love, creating more peace, creating more harmony, and creating more oneness. Forget the fractionist things that people are. We're not fracturing apart. We're coming together as a society, right? What do you think? Okay. So we did that. We did that already. That was fun. I read through that one rather quickly. I did a pretty good job, I thought. Pat myself in the back a little bit for pretty much a cold read. I did okay, if you know what a cold read is. Okay. So 7 reasons to give more hugs. Okay, we're back to the summer of love and hugging. 7 reasons to give more hugs. We all need a good hug now and then, but when you knew how much you would gain from a simple embrace, more arms would be outstretched. Okay, so if you're going to go out dancing tonight in the streets, under the full moon, you got to go hug somebody too. Okay, now I'm stretching the point a little bit. You're going, nah, you don't want to go outside. It's too hot. No. Okay. Okay, so more hugs. Allows you to be vulnerable. Now think about this. Hugging is an intimate experience and allows you to let your guard down. Ooh, that's tough for some people, right? When you open your arms to draw someone in, you're communicating that you're open and willing. You know, a lot of people will do a little teepee hugs, a little teepee, I'm just going to barely touch. No, can't hardly touch you. You know, that you're not being vulnerable. You got to give the big bear hug, right? A real hug, not a, let me just barely touch you. If a friend or loved one is hurt or frightened, their ability to receive what love in return, it breaks down walls. So, you know, it's a good time to hug at a very deep level. Don't worry about all this weird, trippy stuff that people get hung up about hugs. Just go out there and do it. Show strength. Hug can serve as a way to protect the ones you love. I like that. Like a mother holding your child or an animal covering their young. Hugs deepen connection and nurtures. Ugh. Okay, a hug can keep you safe from physical and emotional harm. Yeah, and there's a whole thing's written on that of in relationships, how valuable a hug is, even when you're having like a disagreement or something going on or an argument of something or one person is melting down emotionally, how it's strong, important for the other partner to give hugs. especially for men. Men need to learn to give more hugs when their partner's melting down. And we need it back, but it's really to be strong. Just that holding, that hugging, and that joke. Okay, trying not to catch a cold. Keep a pair of tissues nearby and go for a hug. Hugs are known to strengthen the immune system and fight infection. You like that, huh? I don't want to get a cold. I have to give you a hug. That's a great line. Isn't that a beautiful hug? I don't want to get a cold. I know it's going around, so let me give you a hug so I can build my immune system. That's a great one. Not only will you feel healthier, you will actually be healthier. Yeah, hugs have superpowers. I love that. Remember that. Hugs have superpowers. Relieve stress. If you're pulling your hair out at work, de-stress by hugging with your significant other. A spike in cortisol, the stress hormone, can cause high blood pressure, among other health problems. A simple embrace can reduce stress and leave you in a better mood. Isn't that a great idea? I got to get more hugs. Whatever we do, you know? Okay, so hugs are important. Provides warmth. Not only will a hug keep you warm from the cold, it makes you feel good. Feel good. Hug your pet. Show affection. Cuddle with your partner underneath the covers on a snowy day. Yeah, well, not exactly snowy day here at 106 or 7 right now. But I can go hug my dog if I'm done here. She needs it. She's going, no, it's too hot to be hugged. Okay. Would be heart healthy and heart happy. You'd be heart healthy and heart happy. Smile on the inside and the outside will follow. Studies show that hugs lower the risk of heart disease and slows your heart rate. That means the heart does less work. Less work, more play. Healthy and happy play. Also, I guess a good reason to have a hug, isn't there? Isn't there? It's just the amazing reasons leads to more. Ooh, so now we're getting built. The big buildup here leads to more. Hugs release what they call the love hormone, oxytocin, which helps us bond with others. And getting closer may make you want to get even closer. When love is present between you and your better half, so is the level of attraction, which is intensified through an embrace. Okay, so you want to get to somebody, know somebody really want? You want to know if there's something going on there? Got a little hugs going on here. Got a little bit of hugs will lead to something else, right? Not talking about sex, but I'm talking about love and romance and all that good stuff and connections. That's what hugs are all about. Okay, so much time do I have left? Oh, I have a caller. Oh, real quick, I can give you about a minute. Hello?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in, George. Hi.
Okay, real quick. I only got less than a minute, so I got to go through this quick.
I just told you that I have an interview, I think, tomorrow. So I'm gonna
go for it. You'll do well.
Yeah,
you'll do well. What are you worried about? Just go for it.
Nothing.
Stay positive. Okay. Stay very, very, very positive. Okay. You got it.
All right.
No problem.
Hey, thanks, George.
Bye now. Okay. Bye now. Okay. So what are we going? What do I have going on? I got a question in the chat room. Yes. And you can reach me through, let me do this. If you want to reach me, this is the best way to pay for it or reach me because my email and my headset is here also, so you can email me through this particular site. This is really more of a blog site, but I do. You can reach me, and we can set up a time. Okay, I think this is it. Or if you're on Skype, you can reach me through Skype. So that's the messenger. That's where all the payments and or you want to contact me, you can reach email me through there because my email address is on this site. Okay, I don't know when I'll be back. I spoke that earlier. I got the jury duty thing, and I'm not sure when I will be back, either tomorrow or Wednesday. No, either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I don't know. Depends on depends on it. Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got it? I think I got it. Okay, I don't know, yeah. So go out and dance tonight. Full moon, summer of love, yes, all that fun stuff. Go check out some music from the 70s, see what you think. You know, try all that variety of music. I'm going to put it on my channel for 70s music and kind of rock out today a little bit. Love you guys. Have a beautiful Monday. Stay cool. If you're in Southern California or any place where it's well over 100, stay cool. Keep your dogs and children out of cars. Remember that. Never leave them in a car. Never, never, absolutely never. Okay, bye now. Take care.